Good evening, everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show, and I am so happy to be with each and every one of y'all this evening. Whether you're in California, which I guess is still sunny out there, or if you're here in the East Coast where I am in the North Georgia Mountains, I'm looking at bluebirds and redbirds eating all the bird food I put out for them, and they are pigging out today. So there must be fall coming in, and things must be going away for them to eat. But it's never seen any birds eat as much as this. I am so excited this evening because I have a wonderful guest that I'm going to introduce to you shortly. We are going to be taking live calls, and she's going to be doing a very unique kind of reading. Now, it may not be unique to a lot of people, but it was fascinating to me. Joanne Justice is a worldwide authority on Chaldean numerology. She's an author and a popular speaker, and she's in California. She has been a spiritual intuitive all of her life and is a gifted metaphysical practitioner. Now, she's trained under her mother, interesting enough, another Chaldean master numerologist, and together they have provided charts and readings and have helped people. For instance, they have helped people name their child and helped to know what happens when you get married and you've changed your name. But it's a very different system. So I'd like to introduce you, Joanne. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yes, I have so many wonderful questions to ask of you, and I do want to remind everyone that Joanne will be doing short readings. Obviously, if you want a longer reading, you have to go to her website at I had it written down. Just a moment. Help me out here, Joanne.
My new website is just numbers, letter R, letter U, .com.
That's right. I put that on the next page. Now I see numbersru.com. So I just want to ask you a few questions to kind of introduce people to the Chaldean numerology, because I guess we're all familiar, Joanne, with the Western, where you go from 1 to 9 and A to Z. So tell us a little bit about this Chaldean numerology. How did it all come about?
Well, we can track it. It goes back to 4004 BCE. Back in the Chaldean days, the Chaldeans were Arabs in the Babylonian days, rather, and they devised a system. These were pre-scientists, and they came up with a phenomenal mathematical formula that helped them to predict the future and to understand their people. I'm sure they didn't have therapy back there like we do today, so they had to be unique in coming up with whatever they did to figure out what was going on, and so they have a mathematical formula. It's based on sound and phonics, so if you look at the alphabet A through Z, it's divvied up. It would be in a chart like numbers 1 through 8 at the top, and then they have divvied up the numbers by sound and phonics. For example, A, I, J, Q, Y equals a 1, and so on throughout the 1 through 9. And this is very unique because this system was unique to all the cultures. It was universal as opposed to the Western system that really didn't happen or wasn't introduced until 400 years later after Pythagoras died.
Okay, now let's talk about Pythagoras, because I think we all know about him and the math and all of the numbers, but how does this relate to what Pythagoras? Is Pythagoras the one that came up with the 1 through 9 and the A through Z, or how does that work with the Chaldean numerology?
We don't know for sure who was the inventor, but what we know is Pythagoras was the father of numbers, not Western numerology, but numbers.
Okay, yes.
So one question, what system? But if the man died and 400 years later somebody introduced the Western system, it's kind of hard to think that, you know, he was supporting it when he studied with a Chaldean pre-scientist, and history tracks him with the Chaldees, and he was too smart of a man. He was a scholar, mathematician, brilliant, brilliant mind, and there's no way he could have ever figured out that the Western system, had the Western system been around at his time, been correct. It distorts the vibrational patterns of a name and therefore is not accurate and is flawed.
I understand, because I know someone was analyzing my name, and they were hearing the vibration of the E under Vicky as opposed to Victoria, and they were commenting on the vibration of that, which is fascinating, because, you know, when you as a healer, do you do a lot of spiritual healings as well?
I do.
As far as, yes. Well, and, you know, we work on sound and we work on all of that, so it's fascinating to me about the numbers and how they affect our lives. I wanted to ask you something, because when I was looking at your website today, I was taken back by something that you do. You help, you call it the Little One Adoptive Naming Charts. And as a mother of an adoptive child, that was probably the hardest thing I had to do, was name my child.
Sure.
Because it's a different, you know, she's Russian. So talk to me a little bit about how you work with people with naming an adoptive child. That's just so fascinating.
Okay, well, there's a process, and the process relates to any name change. You must first always know and generate the blueprint, the original birth blueprint, or it's called foundation blueprint, of the child. Now, in a lot of these adoption cases, they're missing the blueprints. They don't know when they were born. They don't have all the information. So all you can go by is if the child was assigned a name, that's what I would start with. But if in your particular case, if you had a birth certificate, I would have generated the blueprint to understand her characteristics, her traits, her developments. And then if you wanted to change her name to your name, I would have generated the chart with that name, and I would have done comparative analysis, because when you change a name, you change the core characteristics of the individual. The name reveals the personal characteristics and traits. The birth date reveals the development, so that's fixed and you can't change that. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that when you change her journey of what she came in to experience, that it's compatible with the birth chart. Otherwise, they flip-flop for dominance, and it causes internal power struggles. And the majority of the world does not know this, so people are changing their names and not thinking about it, and then all of a sudden something's not right or the name doesn't feel right. But also what you need to take into consideration is it takes 9 years for a new name to resonate 100% with that individual. 9 years is a long time.
That's amazing. So let's just say that you get married. Let's see, Joanne, let's say all the people that get married in our society, the men never change their name, and the women do. Now, it's fascinating to me, because do you feel like that may be some of the issues that some women have now and then, is because they're constantly changing their name if they marry more than once? I mean, how could that affect them?
Yeah. I'll give you an example of a real case study. I have a client who's been married for 15 years, and when I generated her blueprint, she had all these beautiful threes, joyful, creative, just a whole different individual than what was sitting in front of me. And she told me she never liked a name from the get-go. It didn't feel right. And when people say it doesn't feel right or it's just not right, it's not the right vibration. And when she took her husband's name, which she didn't want to take, but he was insistent on it, it changed her personality. She went from joyful, loving to a very depressed individual. And the way we could fix it is if she goes back to her maiden name, it's instant. So she doesn't wait 9 years. And then she could be introduced as Mr. and Mrs. in public. And although she wanted to do that, her husband refused to allow her to do it. And I think there was fear and abuse involved in this particular relationship. And so although she knew what the solution was, she was in such fear mode, she wouldn't change it. But it absolutely changed her personality. And she even said she feels ugly. She's not the person she used to be. And when she goes by that name, it's just completely different. So it really has an impact.
Well, I want to share something with you, Joanne. I'll use myself as a guinea pig here. For the last year and a half, 2 years, I have been going through major personal changes. And for the better, I've been, you know, getting my PhD, going through a lot of spiritual healings. And from that time forward, I have changed my name from V-I-K-K-I to V-I-K-K-E. And then about 2 months ago, I said, you know what? I want to go back to my birth name of Victoria. And so people are like, gosh, who are you these days, Vicky? Are you, you know, Vicky with an E or Vicky with an I, or are you Victoria? And it's been fascinating to me that I know other people that go through a lot of this when they're going through healing. So can you help us with the Chaldean numerology, how that fits in?
Yeah, so what happens is when you were born and where you are today, you are two different people, obviously, as far as mentality and development goes. And generally speaking, after you've been through experiences, a marriage, a divorce, or whatever that might be, you are a different person. And so a lot of people have a tendency to want to change their name. They do not know that when they change their name, it equals this particular characteristics and behavioral patterns. They just automatically do it because they like the fit. But intuitively, on a spiritual level, that name equals a new set of characteristics. And like you, you were probably going through growing pains, and if somebody gave you information that was incorrect, for example, if you went to see a numerologist and they said to put the I or the IE and it was wrong, then of course you would have decided that the name felt okay or didn't feel good. And I know when you mentioned Victoria Ford, you seem to really like that name, and on an intuitive level, that is a perfect name for you. It marries into your birth chart. Your birth chart is really, really powerful. It's like off the chart. And to calm that down, or what you can do is balance out the characteristics a little bit better with the name you choose, which will then be some compatible to everything else that that you're working on, you know, the healings, the changing, all that, because as you're going through transition, you're a different person. You're never going to be the same person you were before.
Okay. So let me just ask you, just to kind of give ideas to folks out there. So you have someone like myself, and they want to come to you because they're, you know, I'm a single mom, and I don't have, there's no father involved because his rights were terminated. And if I wanted to go in and change my daughter's name and my name, then you could work with us and with everyone out there that could help us to see, well, geez, if you leave the last name the same but you drop the middle name, this is what could happen, and this is how it could change your life. Is that basically what I'm understanding?
I would say a yes and a no to that question, because when most people call me and say they want a name change, I always tell them up front, I'm not a fan of changing names.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Tell me why you want to change the name. Was there abuse involved? Was something going on? What is going on? When I get the full story, then uh-huh. I'll say, okay, well, let me run the birth chart and the new names, and we'll put them together, and we'll see if this makes sense or not. I don't pick the names, but I can take, like, a baby name if a couple has different names that they like, and you know, move them around until I find a name that they like, but they're picking it out. That's their job, because they must resonate with the vibrational patterns that they're going to assign to their child. So
okay.
Really have to be careful. When I told you there was a 9-year process by which it takes for the name to resonate 100%. So you don't want to be changing a name back and forth just for fun. And because you changed your daughter's name, it might not be a fit for her.
Well, I wonder about that. Yeah, because, you know, we don't go by our middle names. Now, I just want to remind everyone that we are taking callers. I know I've spoken to several people before the show, and they said they were going to call in. So I just want to remind you, and I know it's fascinating information, and Joanne would love to give you a short reading. So if you do want to call in, go ahead and call in. I'm very fascinated, too, because now, you know what, I have had understandings from other numerologists, and what I think is so fascinating is that the system is different than the ones, I call it the 1 through 9, A to Z. So if someone had been to a numerologist and say that the numerologist that uses the Western system said, well, I tell you what I want to talk about, it's the number 11, the number 22, those master numbers, how does that work in the Chaldean numerology? Because, you know, so many people understand that, oh, I'm a master number, I'm a 22 or something. How does that all unfold?
Well, actually, although we calculate 1 through 8, the end result can be 11-2 or 22-4. The numbers still come up. We are not using the 9 in the calculation process because 9 is a holy number and 9 has 1 through 8 in it. So in the system, they use it, we don't. But we still get a subtotal, or we get configurations with all the rest of the number sets that the Western system has.
I see. So if someone is a master number, then you don't break it down then at
never,
all.
Never do break down the 11-2, the 11 or the 22, the 11-2 or 22-4. The master number never gets broken down. It's always as 11 or a 22.
Oh, okay. Because I had someone who said my daughter's an 11 and I'm an 11 and my son's an 11. And they broke it down to a 2 and a 1 and all different things. So that's what's so fascinating to me. Like there was a 2 in there, but there's also a 1. So that, according to the Chaldean numerology, you wouldn't break it down like that then.
No, actually, we've written a book, and in our charts, the compound numbers, we do not reduce them down. I'll give you an example. There is a 5, which is freedom, change, and travel. There's a 23-5, which is the joyful, the diplomat, peacemaker, and wanting change. And then there is a 14-5, which is disruption and the risk taker. If you reduce it down to a 5, you will lose 2/3 of the story. So it's very important not to reduce numbers. You need to know when to do them and when not to do them.
Oh my goodness. So that's fascinating. And I'm just so interested, Joanne, you sound very young. How long did it take you to learn this? I mean, I know that your mother taught it. So were you grew up with it? I mean, it just seems like you should have a doctorate in this.
Well, I have to tell you something. That's why we wrote the rule book, because we wanted consistency. And there are so many errors that are, you know, plastered all over the internet and the world of information about numerology that's incorrect, the systems are incorrect, and people are making decisions based on incorrect information, which bothers me. But I'm just doing my part to setting the record straight. That's why we did what we did. But Actually, my mother is a master, and she's very intuitive, and we had a tragedy years ago. My father died when we were very young, and my mother was just caught off guard, and she wanted to understand, was this part of the plan, or was this an accident, what was going on? And she started studying numerology for 5 years, and then she wrote a Western program because she thought that was the correct one. And then afterwards, she started doing charts and readings, and everybody said it wasn't accurate. So long story short, she discovered the Chaldean system, worked with William Mikan, and then changed some things around in her new program. And from that point on, it's been absolutely crystal clear and accurate. And with that, she used to give all the charts for free because of a situation that occurred. She decided that she just wanted to help people. We used to line up our friends from school around the block. Everybody who had a problem, they would come and stand in line, and my mom would do a reading for them for free.
That's awesome.
So I was with it.
That's awesome. Joanne, we have a caller, Judy from Florida. How are you, Judy?
I am wonderful, Victoria. How are you tonight?
Well, it's good to hear from you this evening. Would you like to give Joanne your name so that she can do a quick, I don't know, what do you need, Joanne?
Judy, you're using of 9 years or longer. Even if you're not using the middle name, I need the full name.
Do you want the current name, the marriage name, or do you want the birth certificate name?
How long have you been married?
Well, I'm widowed for 4 years. I was with him for 41 years.
Okay, that's the name I want.
Okay, Judy Taylor.
Would you spell Taylor?
T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Is there a middle name?
With a Y.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Judy Taylor.
And I said that was Judy with a Y.
Oh, J-U-D-Y, Judy with a Y.
Is there a middle name?
Judy, is there a middle name?
I don't use it as my married name. By Judy Taylor.
Judy Taylor?
My middle name is N, A-N-N-E.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But when I use my middle name, then I go as Judith N. Taylor.
Okay, so what's on your driver's license?
Judith A. Taylor.
You sound like me, Judy. You got all these different names.
You know you're confusing the universe. Okay, and your birthday?
3/17/1945.
Pisces.
Right.
So this is interesting. Do you need a moment, Joanne, to kind of look things over there? Or do you need to? Okay. And so, Judy, how are things in Florida? And just cut me off, Joanne, when you're ready to do the reading. How are things in Florida, Judy?
Wonderful. Noticed lots of birds outside the back of my house. So you were saying there were lots of birds at your end. It looked like they were all starting to come down here, too. So
well, I'm going to tell you, they're eating me out of house and home. I have never seen birds eat this much. Their squirrels are not out there anymore because they have the acorns. And these birds are eating just huge amount of food. So I guess they're hungry. Well, they're not anymore, but I wonder what they'd do if I wasn't feeding them. I concern myself with that. I guess they would find food elsewhere. They'd find food at your house.
That's right.
That's so true. So this is going to be interesting because I think for everyone listening, so many of us have birth names. Then we have our driver's license names. Then we have our married names. And I'm going to tell you, I just find this numerology fascinating because I know you as Judy. And if I don't know somebody's middle name, then I hear your name or someone that I don't know and I hear their middle name. I don't even feel like it's them. And that's what's so fascinating. I'll be anxious to hear what Joanne has to say about that. So are you still there, Joanne?
I'm just about ready. Hold on.
Oh, well, good. Yeah. Because I feel like I'm going to start going by Victoria because it feels good to me. And
I like Victoria, even though that's a new sound to me. Yeah. I really like how it fits you.
Yeah, it's just fascinating. So I was just so interested in this Chaldean numerology that I'm going to be starting to I'm even going to ask Joanne if she has I know she has a lot of books that help, and I'm wondering if there's any way to learn this because I'm just fascinated by this. It's just fascinating to me. And by the way, for all the listeners out there, you can go to her website at numbers RU.com because she has baby names, business names, picking addresses that you can get personalized readings for as well as looking at her books. And so that's just fascinating to me. And it sounds like it's an area that we have possibly been misled in and not totally understood. So I think that's...
Have you mentioned the name of Joanne's book?
Yes, I believe, let's see, we've got The Powerful Bridge Beyond, The Chaldean Numerology for the New Millennium, which is a complete encyclopedia on the subject of numerology in general, and specifically Chaldean numerology. And what I like is what every parent-to-be should know about baby naming, the hidden truth, and how it will affect your baby. And that's, you know, what was so interesting is that she does this for adoptive children. So, you know, you have this opportunity when you adopt a child as well as birthing a child to name a child so that you can help with their destiny. And that's the time I see. I hope everybody out there that's pregnant gives Joanne a call because this would be the best time to get their name done. And when they get married, tell them just keep their name. That's what I would tell them. So...
It's really a gift of value. It's the gift when you give a child a name is the most priceless gift you ever give a child. You give them their journey, actually.
Wow, I think that's phenomenal. What I mean, that is phenomenal.
Okay, so we look at the chart. I have Judith Ann Taylor, March 17th, 1945. And your destiny is a three. A three is very joyful. It's very creative. It's non-aggressive. Do you feel like, looking back on your life, that you never really worked really hard in that you had a great life and it was easy because it was more of entertainment and a great environment?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, your destiny is a three. A three is very scattering of your forces. In other words, you get excited about many different things, but you don't have a tendency to fulfill what you start. Would that be correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what happens is that number three, the creativity, according to your chart, hasn't been exercised. In other words, because I haven't run your birth chart, I can't do a comparative analysis, but the destiny remains the same because that's what your birth date reveals. And when you change names and you go through different experiences, you deactivate other characteristics. In this particular case, you should be a lot more creative. And it could be the result of finances. It could be the result of your situation as far as getting out and wanting to do new and interesting things to increase your creativity.
Okay. Tell you this, Joanne. I have grown into somebody who's generally very joyful, creative, many interests, and I am definitely non-aggressive. I am a peacekeeper.
You are non-aggressive because on your destiny you're non-aggressive, and on your heart line is like the engine of the car, is the master number 22-4. Partnership, partnership, partnership. You do not operate well outside of a relationship.
No wonder it feels so lonely.
That's fascinating.
Your personality is
absolutely right on.
Does that mean she should get married?
No, it just means that, well, if she wants to, she chooses to, but she works best in a relationship and she's a lover, so lovers require their partner. So what's happening is without your partner, Judy, you are operating under a half cylinder. You're not operating to full capacity.
That's very true. That's extremely true.
And that's
everything you're saying is right on.
And when you have that partner, whether you choose to marry or not, when you have that partner, you're a different person, and you're in action, and you become more aggressive because you have a desire to do more things because you have partnership and you're not doing it by yourself. So a partnership is the key. Whether you go in business or whether it's on a personal level, you require a partner.
Yes. Yes. So how do I find a partner?
Well, be really careful if you go on the dating sites because a lot of people go up there, but then you don't know. You know, it's like a resume. Anybody can put anything on a resume, and you have to be careful. If you cultivate the things you like maybe bridge or, you know, social events that you could go to, you'll meet someone.
Okay. You see that in my future?
Well, that's up to you. It's your choice. Now, if you never leave the house, then no, you're not going to meet someone. But if you get out, now it's like shopping. It's like shopping. When you go to a particular store, maybe you can buy everything. And the first time you go, and the next time you go, or the third time you go, you can't find anything that fits. That's how it is. You go, and you just have an open mind that you want to meet someone, and the right time and the right place, you will meet someone.
Okay.
May I ask a question about this reading, Joanne? Now, since she's been married a long time, even though she's a widow, so this number three is this joy, sort of like a flowering joy energy. So if she didn't have that as a child, does that mean, what is that, how does that resonate, that she's just coming into who she really is now?
Well, it depends on her experiences. Since it's not a full read, I can't ask certain questions. But
okay.
Destiny was a three from birth. Her destiny is going to be a three. And if she exercises it and activates it, see, what you are is, I look at you as, you know, just like all these lights and all these dials. And when I'm doing a reading, I'm finding out where your dial is down and where it's up, and I'm trying to readjust it so it's, you know, in the standard position. And so if it's turned off or deactivated because of a loss or because of abuse or because of many thousand reasons, we want to activate and turn it back. We want to give you your energy back. But being by yourself, you lack the energy, and it can also cause depression if you are not social and getting out and doing things and active. No one likes to do things by themselves, but, you know, that's the process. Dating is not a great, fun sport. But if you want, recently, not too long ago, I met someone, and when I first met her a couple years ago, she was just going through a divorce, and I said, well, I've been divorced for years. And she says, well, not me, honey. She says, I'm going right after my man. I want the ring. I want the car. I want the house. I want everything. And less than 6 months, she got it all because that was her goal. That's what she went looking for, and that's what she got.
Mm.
So you have to decide what your desire is. What do you want to do without? Now, be careful that you don't go finding a partner and he's a square peg and you're trying to put in a round hole, because that never works.
Right. You know, I have to put my mind on manifesting the right person.
Right.
I have to put my mind to manifesting the right person for me.
But the right characteristics, it wouldn't hurt to take a piece of paper and write down all the characteristics that you want in your ideal partner. Before you go to bed, you read the list, and you already feel his arms around you. You already know he's there. You don't say, I want this. You already visualize you've met him, and you're in that space now. That's the law of attraction. That's what creates it faster. But if you're sitting here thinking, well, I want this, and I want that, and I need this, you won't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand that.
Exactly.
Yeah. While Judy's on the phone, I want to ask you something. Joanne, let's just take someone that's maybe 35, 39 years old or something. They've had the same name all of their life, and then they're going to get married, and they're going to take the husband's name. So let's just say they're 40 years old, okay? Even if they're 25, it doesn't really matter. And they're going to take their husband's name. Now, that, I mean, we already know, Joanne, as well as you know, Judy, that life is going to change when you're married. But what if, you know, you mentioned earlier, Joanne, about that person that you knew that got married. Should someone about to be married, obviously they should contact you with their new name to find out if it's the best thing.
Well, what I advise is I have a lot of singles that come to me of all ages, and they ask me, the first question I will ask them is, how does it feel when you call yourself by the new name? And they'll say either it feels good or it's wrong. I said, if the answer's wrong, it's never going to be right. And so when I do a character analysis, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm running a report on the name from the birth and then the new name, how she would be taking the name, and I do a comparative analysis. And if there's any kind of conflict, it's never going to feel right. It's like if she were put on a dress that's five sizes too big and, you know, she's got to go to work that way, it's never going to be right. So I advise many couples where the name is a perfect match, and it could be that, this is interesting, since this is a mathematical formula, you can either have an identical blueprint when you change your name, which is ideal and perfect, or it could be slightly different, or it can be drastically different. But if there's any conflict, it will pose problems for you because it deactivates what you came in to experience. And so for some women, they choose to use their maiden name because, one, they're already established and don't want to reinvent the wheel, and two, they like their name, and in public they're known as Mr. and Mrs., so nobody knows the difference, you know how they sign their checks. But that's, you know, everyone is unique and different, and so that's why it's important to run the – this is what you call an investment. You either want to make the investment or you don't. This is not going to go get a tarot reading, or you may call a psychic and she gives you an answer and you react according to what she tells you, but you have to be really careful because I know that when you're doing a reading and you're reading something for the moment, that individual has free will and choice, and that can change at any time. So the minute you hang up the phone, that person could do something different, and then the application doesn't apply. Whereas numerology, I'm doing two things. I'm looking at your blueprint, what your characteristics are, your strengths and weaknesses. I'm going to get the full scoop of how you're wired. And it's important because I'll give you an example. My son is genius IQ, photographic memory. I have twin boys. He married someone who was absolutely beautiful, very gentle, very kind, did not want to be a career. She just wanted to stay home and be a soccer mom and love her husband. Well, that's what he chose because he did not want to come home to another intellectual. Now, he didn't know what he was doing. See, he's the leader and she is the lover, or the non-aggressive individual. So for them, it works perfectly. Whereas my other son, who recently married, he married someone with CEO numbers. They both have them. So there are not a lot of domestic numbers in that relationship. That's what he chose because he wanted the stimulus. But he did not know that, you know, the underlying part about this is he wanted intellect, he got intellect. My son wanted compassion, love, and all the heartwarming characteristics, and that's what he got. So people don't understand what's going on behind the scenes. That's why this is so complex, and that's why it's imperative that they get the right reading and the right information, specifically if they're going to make a name change or make any decision. Now, my first chart is the blueprint. My second chart tracks you emotionally and physically from age one to your current age, 5 years in the future, and that tells me what's happening, going to happen in the future based on your choices, but the vibrational patterns are there. It shows me where you're stuck for today, and it shows me if there are any abuses from age 1 to 20, and then what's transpired in between. It's a healing chart, but the combination of these two is such phenomenal information that I can glean from these reports. It's unbelievable that it's even possible I can do this.
That's awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much, Judy, for calling in. We've got Debbie from Atlanta online, too, so we want to take her call, too. So, was there anything? Hold on, Debbie. We'll be right with you. Judy, did that handle what you had called about?
Yes. When I met my future husband, he was using a stage name. And when we decided to get married, I could not call myself by his real name. It just had such a hard sound, and it was incredibly uncomfortable. Wow. So he said, okay, I'll change my name legally, and that's how I became Taylor. And that's
interesting. Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. Well, Judy, thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate it so much.
I had a lot of fun. Thank you, Joanne.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks. And do you need a moment, Joanne? I'm gonna. I got Debbie on the line, and we'll get some information from her. How are you, Debbie?
I'm well, thank you. Hi, Vicki.
Well, hi. How are you? See, she knows me as Vicki. So, here we go. I have an identity crisis, Debbie. But anyway, Debbie, what is your full name, and are you having any specific issue that you want to ask Joanne about?
Well, I had recently, my full name is Debbie, that I've been using for the last 9+ years, is Debbie Brown Lowry. But, and my birth name is Deborah Ann Brown. And I, like you, am in an identity crisis because I had gotten advice recently that it's a good idea to use your birth name. So that's, you know, the question that I have for Joanne.
Not always.
I was given that data, too, Debbie, that it was good to use your birth name. So, yeah.
Because the name you have now might be a better blueprint or more enhanced blueprint than your birth chart.
Okay, so how do I know that?
So what I do is, well, you wouldn't know that, but what I do is I would run your birth chart and the current name that you're using, and I do a comparative analysis, and you know whether or not the name you're using feels good or it doesn't feel good. And if the birth chart name feels better, then that's the route to go. If you didn't want to invest in doing an analysis to find out for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I had always kind of, I was given that name at birth, but I've always been called Debbie. And recently I've been using the Deborah Ann, and it feels really, really positive and good to me. But so you're just saying if it feels that way, then that's a good idea to just go forward with that.
Right. Intuitively, if it feels warm and fuzzy and you just feel really good when somebody calls you that, you don't know what's happening is on an intuitive level, it's converting into specific characteristics that you like about the name as a fit.
Okay.
If it doesn't feel comfortable or it just doesn't feel right, it's not a fit because there's something in there. The vibrational patterns in that name don't work well for you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, this is very fascinating.
So if someone,
interesting.
Yeah, let me ask you while Debbie's on the line, and I know that this didn't happen with Judy, that just called in, but like if you're widowed, and you really love the man and you love the sound of his of his name, then you would want to keep his name. But like if you're going through a divorce or something, Joanne, and you don't like the sound of your former husband's name, like myself, I started calling myself Ford all through my marriage because I didn't like his last name. So, like, if you're going through a divorce, then you would either get a really good reading from you, or if you couldn't do that for economic reasons or something, then you would just have to go by the sound of it. If you didn't feel comfortable with it, you would just take back your maiden name. That would be safe, right?
But you have to keep in mind most women don't do that because they have children with the husband's
right.
name. And so what they... Yeah. Most of my clients do is they wait until the children are old enough and then they change the name just for the sake of, you know, emergencies or anything else. But
mm-hmm.
if the name is going to bother you and eat away at you, you need to change it because that means if something is working against you and it's not in your favor.
Does that make sense, Debbie?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
But and I've even considered the concept of just using all four names.
Well, you can do that.
Deborah Ann Brown Lowry, which sounds, you know, which feels perfectly fine to me. Because, like you said, Joanne, I do have a child, and, you know, there's the issue of having a different name than him.
Yes. The other thing, too, is when you change a name, you do a legal name change. It really needs to be across the board, all your documents, everything, because what happens is if you have certain documents in your safe deposit box that have, you know, one name on it and you're using another name, what you're doing is you're sending a message to the universe this is who I am, this is who I am, this is who I am. And what's happening is you're clouding the ethers with different vibrational patterns because you're going back and forth to different names.
Ah, okay. That's very fascinating.
I have a client who signs all of his multi-million dollar deals with one specific name, but he recently called me and he got himself in a really difficult situation. And I said, well, it's because you use four legal names. And now you're at a crossroads where, you know, the universe doesn't know which way to proceed, which way to bring you. So now what you have is all this confusion in your life, and people who have multiple names have a lot of confusion because there is no set journey, so to speak. They're like going around a circle or on a merry-go-round they can't get off of. These vibrational patterns are very strong. This is energy. Everything has energy to it.
Yes, and that was the basic message from the previous information that I received, you know, is that that is an energetic pattern that you're given at birth, and if you change your name, then you change your destiny.
No,
you don't. Basically the, you know, philosophy that was being discussed at that time. Right. But I certainly don't want to create any more confusion in my life. So
none of us do.
I'm done
Debbie.
With confusion. I've learned everything from it that, you know, I need to get from it, so I don't need any more of that.
Let me make one statement here. Your destiny you cannot change, and this is the problem with the Western system versus the Chaldean system. They use different terminology. Whatever the birth date reveals, your development and your destiny, you cannot change. You cannot change your birth date. The purpose is what you can change. That is what you aspire to be. You want to be a doctor, you want to be a nurse, you want to be a plumber. You can change that, but not your destiny. Your destiny is the way your intellect looks at the how, what, when, where, and why of your experiences. And your intellect is responsible for your ultimate choice of things, for your judgments, and for your decisions. And people get that mixed up. They flip-flop it back and forth. So they'll say, I want to change my destiny. Well, it's your purpose you're talking about.
Okay. That's a wonderful distinction.
Yes.
And a totally different perspective on it. So thank you very much. And I will listen for the contact information for you. And
okay.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie, for calling in, and we really appreciate hearing from you. So I hope you have a great evening, and I am going to give the contact information out right now. So if you want to write it down, everyone, it's, of course, www.numbers, N-U-M-B-E-R-S, just like regular numbers, and then the letter R and the letter U and then .com. So, you know, numbersru.com. So I think this is so fascinating, Joanne, that we have, yeah, the destiny cannot change. I think that's phenomenal. But yet we can, you know, move things around. And I know that I don't know what Debbie, I'm just listening to her talk about that. I hear a lot of people that have all these different names and you don't even know who they are anymore.
No, you don't.
And so... Yeah, in the universe, I can see where that could get very confusing. It's like when you want to manifest something and you change your mind in your manifestations, the universe is like, well, what does she want or what does he want?
Exactly.
So I can understand that. That's phenomenal. Now, there's something that you mentioned, and I want you to elaborate on that because I think it's fascinating how the numbers, you were talking about the ethers and all of that. Can you explain a little bit more about that and how all that connects up with what you do?
Well, everything is associated with energy, and
yes.
Everything is associated with numbers. This is a mathematical formula. Even my mathematical friends say, well, no, that's not possible, but you're issued social security numbers, driver's license. Numbers are everywhere. You cannot operate without a number. That's just the way it is. And so, consequently... the numbers have very specific meanings, very specific characteristics, and those characteristics turn into very specific behavioral patterns. So when you're assigned a number via your birth certificate with your name, which reveals your personal characteristics and traits, and your birthday that reveals your development, you can change many times over your name. And again, I told you this is a mathematical formula, so technically speaking, you could have, when you change your name, the same blueprint as your birth name, or slightly different, or drastically different. And most people don't realize what they're doing. They're deactivating maybe beautiful characteristics that they'll never even experience because something else has changed when they change their name. And then, of course, based on choice and free will and getting into situations. Now, my favorite one is when a numerologist will tell you, I can give you favorable numbers, change your name, and you'll have a much happier, successful life. Well, that's not the case at all. And the reason for it is most people have already made a decision, say a divorce, for example, or a car accident, or something has happened, and they're trapped in that decision. And no matter what they do, it takes much longer for them to get out of it. It's not an overnight situation, and so they're frustrated, and they may be depressed, and they think changing their name is going to, you know, get them to the top of the line there, and it's not going to happen.
I understand. Yeah, see, when I went through my divorce, Joanne, of course, I didn't know you then, but I that was in 2005, and the first thing I did was I went to a numerologist because I said, oops, I'm about to change my name, what? And I didn't want to go back to my maiden Smith name, so I went back to the name that I'd used all my life because it felt so good to me, which was, of course, the Vicki Ford. And I just want to commend everyone, if there are, I mean, I still feel that even though the name feels good, I think it's so important to find someone like Joanne and get a reading with them and get a chance to find out how this will affect your destiny and, you know, if it's going to make it flow better or if it's going to make it, you know, whatever you're talking about with the purpose. I think that's phenomenal. Now, talk to me a little bit, Joanne, about do you do any kind of work with people to help them train to understand this with your books? How do these books work with helping people to understand the science of the numbers?
Well, actually, I have chosen not to teach this, you know, okay, in a classroom style because, first of all, I would have prerequisites. You'd have to be intuitive. There's so many things you have to be. I actually sat down to write a training manual, and I realized it's all in my head. It's all part of who I am. There's just so many details to write down, I couldn't do it. So what I do is I sell the book through my company. That's the only, you can get it on the internet, but I wouldn't advise it because the book is 7 versions down. It's expensive and it's old and dated. They're still floating around out there. So if anyone's interested in numerology, this explains the origin, the history, the systems that say they are numerology and why they're not. And then it gives you the step-by-step procedure and how to work the formulas, and you can do this yourself if this is something you wanted to do. And so what I do is when somebody buys a book, I tell them, you know, you can send me emails, you can call me, and let's get you on the road here, and I'll help you get you up and go, because obviously it's in my best interest if they do the right, if they learn to do the Chaldean numerology right, so then they can spread the word that this is the only accurate system. And so I help people that way. I don't charge for them. I just answer their questions, and I get them going to the point in time is maybe for the first couple of weeks, you know, they call me quite often or they send me an email, and after that, they're pretty much on their own.
Now, what is the name of that book?
That book is Numbers, The Powerful Bridge Beyond Chaldean Numerology for the New Millennium.
Oh, okay. That's the one I had read earlier then. Okay, good. So I hope everyone got that. But if they didn't, you can go to her website and numbersru.com. And if you forget all that, you can go back to my website at askspiritnow.com, and I will let you know what the name of it is. So we can do it either way if you're, you know, out in the car or something and you can't write anything down. So this is just really incredible because it's like what I'm hearing you say then is that you have a person's destiny, purpose, and personal characteristics and behavior patterns. And these strengths and weaknesses that you establish for self-understanding can be better utilized, and a person can get their purpose, their destiny, easier. Am I right on this now, Joanne, where you can, if the right name is there, the vibration, it just makes it a little easier and it flows easier? I mean, the destiny's there anyway, so.
What you want to be aware of is there are a lot of people, a lot of life coaches, and I get these emails on a daily basis, that is, and it's all hyped up. If you want to find out your purpose, purpose alone will not help you because there are 9 components in your blueprint, and here's the reason why. Your destiny is very important, and your purpose is very important. If your destiny is non-aggressive and your purpose is aggressive. They play against each other. For example, you might get up and say, oh, I have things to do today. And then your destiny kicks in and says, well, no, I want to go play. And the purpose is, but no, we have to work. So you don't really realize why you're aggressive, non-aggressive. But when you understand how you're wired, you will make better choices in time. You'll know your strengths and weaknesses. And where you're weak, you can work to strengthen them. And you can really understand why you behave the way you do.
Well, I definitely want to get that book. I think that's a fabulous book. And as long as it's easy to read, a lot of these numerology books that I have are so difficult that I lose track. After the first chapter, I'm gone. I'm gone, you know. So will this be something that someone like myself can read, Joanne? So, because I think this is fascinating. I really do. I think it's incredible.
Well, each chapter explains the subject matter. And then it goes into showing you step by step how to calculate. Now, a lot of people said, gee, the book is very, very technical. Well, I'm technical, but I can tell you other people said, no, I've read it. And, you know, there's humor and there's technical aspects to it because math is technical, isn't it?
Okay. Well, I mean, numbers are technical, I guess, to a degree anyway, but not, you know.
Anyone could pick up the book and figure it out. I mean, it's that simple.
Well, I guess I should go to your website then to get the book, not to go to Amazon then, is what you're saying.
So don't get it at Amazon. And actually, you have to call to get the book. I don't sell it. I show it up on the website. And also, my new website is justnumbersru.com. I have two websites.
Okay. All right.
And between the two websites, there's plenty of information up there.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Well, I just want to thank, we still have just a few minutes. Now, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners tonight, Joanne, about Chaldean numerology that we have not talked about that's just important and comes from your heart on that you'd like to share?
Well, what's really important is that there are two systems, and history aired when they wrote the story about Pythagoras, and if people did their homework. There are probably about 25 books that we all have. And if you take a sentence from each one and join it together, you'll get the whole story. That's what we did, but we knew about it way back when. So I think it's people keeping an open mind because knowledge is power, and we're in a technology world. And what I've done is I've taken an ancient science that has not changed since the day it was implemented. I'm using mathematics, and I'm using a very sophisticated computerized computer program. The combination of all this enables me to be accurate and to deliver the information I need to do without ever worrying that I'm not giving you the right information. See, the biggest thing for me is I need to know that when I give you information, it's dead on. I haven't missed a reading to date, and I've done thousands of these readings. It's because the accuracy of my work, and I've written the software program which matches the book. I know my work inside and out. And I know what, the minute I read a chart, the minute I see that chart with that person, it's like I'm sitting there touching them, and it's like I have a thorough understanding of what's going on with them before I even talk to them.
Well, I'm very impressed because I tell you, my daughter is not even, well, she's 11, and she's only had this name for 4 or 5 years. So it hasn't probably taken off, and she always talks about the fact that she wish she had a different name. So it's going to be very interesting to talk to you through the years, and I definitely want to have you back. I hope that you can come back and visit with our listeners at a later date and talk to us some more, and we'll have some more chance to get some more callers in as well. And I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for listening in to the Ask Spirit Now show. And just remember, you can go to AskSpiritNow.com if you want to have, discussions with me or a reading or a session with me. And also, I want to remind you that I'm going to be doing a lot of Rohan. So I do Rohan card readings, too, to help you know if Rohan therapy is right for you. And to go to Joanne, her website is numbersru.com. And let me look on here just to make sure, because I have two of them here. I see that. To go ahead and tell us the second name so that we make sure that we have both names of these websites, Joanne.
Okay, the second one is just J-U-S-T. numbersru.com. That site are all the customized products and services that I have that you cannot download. My first website are all downloadable products, the standard products. So it mentions the custom ones there, but I split them up because it seems to be so confusing to most people. I'm trying to make it really simple so they understand what it is I do and how I can help them.
Great. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for being the guest tonight on the Ask Spirit Now show. And I want to remind everyone to tune in next Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Time. And I want you, each and every one of you, to have a beautiful week. And just be in gratitude for something. Just for yourself is enough. Just to be in deep gratitude that you exist and that you are here with your beautiful destiny, and be thankful for yourself. And I again thank you, Joanne, and I will look forward to seeing each and every one of you next Tuesday for the Ask Spirit Now show. Good evening.